We begin the new Mesech, the Mesech Teschulen. We begin the first parak, parak HaKoshechten. Begin the Beis, Amal Aleph. Today's the Maschel, beginning with the opening words of this Mishnah, this parak, this Mesech HaKoshechten. Everyone could slaughter. So today's the custom of Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. It's written the halachas that were brought from Eretz Yisrael, which refers to certain halachas of Shechita that were makubal by the 10 tribes. The nashim lo yishchetu, that women should not slaughter, and the reason they should date in kalis, because their consciousness is very light, and they're not so focused, and you know they might become faint in middle of doing the shechita. So it's meinir. That doesn't seem to be correct. Because even by kachim meshech to seketchila, women are initially allowed to slaughter. Because they mean the prayer kol psun, like the Gemara says, "Zvach nevelam al alfam abeis." Kol psun sheshachdu, all those who are disqualified to do the avodah that do the slaughtering. So although it says diyeved in, it sounds like only after the fact that they did, like seketchila loy, initially not. But says the Gemara, "Minna seems to be contradicted." B'shachat malam sheshchitik sheira v'chulu, sounds like that it's even initially permitted to be done by anyone that's not the Kohen, because it only says Kohen from Kabbalah and onwards. Mishan, the Gemara answers, well, then the truth is the same thing as definitely Ketchila. Right, even initially, all those psulim, including women, could do the Shechita. Mishan, the boy lemisni, since we just wanted to say, Tomei, b'mukdashin, one of the cases of Kachim that we're saying that Kachim b'dievet is someone who's Tomei, dealing Ketchila, loy, we're initially not because we're afraid he might actually come to touch the meat. So Tanam Shashachtu, so he said for all them, Alashim b'dievet that they slaughtered. Now, Balei Kamar, and the Gemara there does not say, oh, Mishum Deboi Lemisni Nashim, oh, because we want to say women who are only kosher b'dieved, the Tanlu B'reisha, which we said in the Reisha, Elavada, rather says Taisis, obviously. We didn't say that at the end of the Gemara, Mishum Denashim Shechtas L'Ketchila, because actually women could even initially slaughter. I feel more Dash, you might catch him. So definitely by Chulin, which is what we're discussing here in our Mishnah. Now, why didn't we say Hakol Shaychtin? Okay, so everyone, it should have said the words everyone gets slaughtered. Echad Anashim, Echad Anashim, whether men or women, K'diktani B'Temura, like we learned in the opening Mishnah of Masechtas Temura, where we said that Lashon Echad Anashim, Echad Anashim. So it says, no, Hasim Itzrach L'Misnayu. There we had to say that. K'dipish B'Rish Temura, like it explained in the beginning of Masechtas Temura, Mishnah the Chol Parsha Kulin, Nemer B'Lashon Zach, because the whole Parsha there is said in the masculine. So we had to say, oh, it's not only men, it's even women. There's no greater novelty to tell us that applies to women more than the man, that we have to say Echad Anashim, Echad Anashim. Or we parakal psulim, the Gemara on Daf Laman Alvah Beis, Gabi Kachim, there, yes, Itzrach L'Misni Nashim. So why'd we specify over there? Here in our Mishnah, we're not specifying women being kosher. So why by kachim did we? Since regarding all the other services, there's four avoidas in a carbon. Shechita is the first one of them. The women are disqualified even if they're kahanas. You would think the same thing would be for shechita. So that's why I have to tell you by shechita that they're okay. But by hibachum, we'd even have to say it. And therefore, it would seem that women are, says Taisus, even initially allowed to do the shechita. Next Taisus Master begins the words of the Mishnah that we said, except for Cheshet V'Kat, they cannot do the Shechita. Why? Because they might ruin their Shechita. Now, it says Taisus that the Gemara later on, after days on Beis, Daik, Sarab infers from the wording of the Mishnah, Megatani, from the fact that it says, Shemi Kalklu, that maybe they're going to ruin it. But Megatani doesn't say really what should be the right word, seemingly, Shemi Kilklu, that maybe that they did ruin it. Seemingly, that should be the right terminology because we're talking about some of them, the Shechitasin Kshera. We're saying, oh, but this after the fact, Shechitasin Kshera, which is not what will be, but what was, that we're saying that, oh, that doesn't apply to Chereshet V'Katan. So, on that says the Gemara, Shmamina, what you can infer from this wording is that, that you don't give the Chereshet V'Katan to Shech Tchulin initially, and it's actually going on the future. What the question is, but wait a second, if you say it's possibly even b'dievet, so what's the chiddush in saying that you don't give it like a tchila? So on that Rashi explains, and this is over there, on Daf Yud Beis, that the truth is that we're teaching you a chiddush. Even if others are overlooking it, still it's going to be a problem. And that's the chiddush in this terminology of the future of like a tchila. It says, because the perusha is difficult according to Rashi's interpretation. Why? Because the Hamisevish Minla, this Chiddush, we know from the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues and says, "Bekulin shashachtu all those that slaughter b'chem roi nice b'chul let others see the shechita." That we say the shechita is kshera. The mashma that sounds like oh the yebedavka that is only after the fact. So we already know that we're talking about this halacha of b'chem roi nice, and that we're excluding the cher shait b'katan. And but likely maybe can say, oh no, the yebed nakat this that. The Sefer tells us that after the fact on this halacha is actually it's actually because of a different case of when someone's tummy regarding hekdesh or yin mumchin of the not professional, which it's actually included from b'shechitas and share of the reisha as Amarom can explain in the Gemara. Avacher should become. The truth is that maybe you would have said if I look at the chilas sheichtin, then maybe yeah, even initially you could slaughter bachem roi nice when others are supervising them, and therefore that's why you needed this chiddush of shem yikalkalu. Says Taisus. No, you can't say that because the rabba who the dayik, it's rabba that makes the diuk that shem yikalkalu ketoni that it doesn't say in the past tense, and from this he learns that you can't give them likat chila. And the Rava, but actually Rav himself, loy koi bekulin shashachtu. This terminology is actually not going on those other cases. Ela cheshet b'katan, only cheshet b'katan can mean the Gemara. Like we say this in the Gemara in the next daf, enough gimel enough. So it comes out according to Rava. By default, the sefer that's talking about is cheshet b'katan. That even by chemerei nice, that's not going to be good. So then, why would we need the diuk of shem yikalkul to teach us this? So says Taisa B'Yesh Mefarshim. Someone explained that actually the Gesin Lekamon Rabba, that actually the Gemara that makes this diuk of Shem Yikalklu is actually Rabba. Oh, okay. So therefore, yeah, the Sefer that says Aloshna B'Di'Evid is actually for Tamei B'Muktashin, and the other case of that Mumchen that we don't know from the Sefer Chereshet V'Katan, and that we had to say. Shemi kalkulu takes kul chesh b'kad even chem rei noisan, because Abul Rava, but Rava who's saying this, the sefer is only b'cheshet b'katan, and so he's saying that we already know that you're right. Him loy daik, he doesn't make this inference of beni kalkulu lekilkulu of this future or past tense, and he's actually not learning out anything from there. Therefore, he's learning out from the sefer, and that's not so difficult to say because kiyecha delechayish b'ha, just like he's not concerned. For the lashon of the seifa, when you say in the plural that v'kulin shashachtu, that the leikatani doesn't say v'im shachatu, where according to Shita that shchitasing sheira is talking about only chayish b'katan, so it should have just said, in the continuation of the Mishnah, v'im shachatu, and if they do, so just like you see, he's not so precise about that wording. So too, you could say he wasn't so precise about shemi kalklu or shema kilklu. So therefore, that would. Answer the question that would resolve Rashi's pirush. Now, Rabbi Tam Mefarish explains differently. He says that this that Rav is coming to say from Shemi Kalkulu that you can't even give a leketchila to Cheshet V'Katan when others are overlooking. But what I mean, even with the Yavid the Shechit is possible. But that actually, he says that Ein Moitzin Lan Chun Leketchila Lishchet, that when we say you can't even go give over to them Chulin initially to slaughter. And that's the future tense. It's even if you're going to throw it to the dogs. Why? What's the problem? Because people might come to eat from the slaughtering. They're going to make a mistake. To totally validate their slaughtering. They see that, people let them slaughter. They're going to think that they're reliable. Similarly, like the Gemara later on, the Pevav exempt. Shchitasan Mikisa, when they slaughter from Kisa Adam, and that's a concern because Dim Aslamim, because if we cover it, then people might come to say, oh, Shchit Mayasi, it's a bona fide Shchita. Which is not. Now, Benicha Ashton, now based on this Pshat of Rabbi Hintam, it makes sense that the Be'enachem Reinois Naskin in Berdesha, that when we said Shchitasan Ksher, except Becherashad Vekatan, that their Shchita is possibly Medievet, on that we're saying Shem Yekalkalu. That would dedict us to say kalkul in the future to teach us that you can't shech leketchila even for the dogs, and the added chiddush is even if bachem rein noisen. According to Rashi, that explains that the added chiddush is bachem rein, so that's not so resolved because was already said when in Achir Moinus. Next time, Master, to begin with the words of the Gemara, Hasam Kediktani Taima. That is, that the Gemara was making a dig from the words of the Mishnah, Kol Shechter, which sounds like, oh, that's Losh Likatchila, that this is what you could do. So Vachra asks, what, everywhere it says Hakol is even like a Tchila, but we have by Tmura, it says Hakol Mamirin, even though when you do Tmura, you're even on a lav dayrai. So the Gemara says, yeah, as our Dibre Maskelte says, Hasam Kediktani Taima. That's because it says it clearly, not that you're allowed to, it's just that if you did, you're going to get the 40 lashes. So what does this mean? So Pesh B'Kodesh Rashi explains that the truth is, Hakol does mean like a Tchila, except where the Tana explains that is not that way. So therefore, in our Mishnah, where we're not uprooting the understanding, so yeah, it means like a Tchila. But a Tumur doesn't mean that. Why? Because the Akal El Akal Dereisha. There the Tana is uprooting the word Hakol that it says first, and he qualifies. He says, no, not that you're allowed to. And the Loitim, like a Tchila, that you shouldn't say that it's like a Tchila. So, says Taisa, according to what Rashi is saying, Veloshin, but the wording that the Gemara answers, Kediktani Taima, like it says the reasoning, it doesn't sound like Rashi's pshat. According to Rashi, the Tana is uprooting the understanding, not giving the reasoning. And so too, another question is, Omash appears nami b'maskana. This the Rashi explains in the Gemara's conclusion on Lamed Beis, Gabe, where the Gemara discusses what Ravashi explains, his question on our Mishnah, that the E, that if Hakol Shaychtin meant Diavid, that, oh, it didn't mean Likatchil, it meant B'Diavid. And then it says, again, Shchitas Kinshay, which is the Lashon B'Diavid, so Tarta Diavid Lamalisa, so he says, why would I have to say two times Diavid? So obviously, that's what he proves, Hakol Shaychtin must mean a Lashon Likatchil. And Shchitas Kinshay is B'Diavid, that was the question. The Tana seems to be contradicting himself. And, so that Rashi points out, says, wait, Mavigav the Bitmur Nami Tony Bhad Mafarish. What do you mean? What do you do with the Mishnah in Tamura? That there also it says Hakol Mamirin, which it means B'diavad, obviously, and then it goes and explains it, and it also says not that you're allowed to do Tamura. So L'chayr you should have the same question of like why would you say two times the B'diavad? Oh, so says Rashi, no, Hasam like Tana Kagam. There. It's not the same thing like we're learning over here. Because over there, Hakol Mamirin, when we say everyone could do Tamura, Tamura San Tamura, Gabi Hadadi, they're not said one near each other. And therefore, we don't have the question about why is it repeating it. The Mishom, what do you do with the, but what which is near each other when it says, Lesha Od Mishoy Lohamir, not that you're allowed to do Tamura, which is obviously telling us this Bidi Evet again. No, that's for a different reason. That's not repetitive. Mishum de Bailasuka, because we want to conclude, even so, but so because our bomb, that you're going to get 40 lashes, Lashmin, to let you know, the like in the love, Shem B'mai said, let you know that the next part, just to teach you the second half of that statement, that even though there's no action, usually you don't get lashes on the love, Shem B'mai said, and that you're still going to get lashes. So as Taisa says, ain't there, that doesn't seem to be correct, this answer. The Mishum de Sepik is a bomb, that just because of the component of that, you're going to get lashes, lahabalu lamisne tata diyevit, that doesn't answer the question. We didn't have to say two times this halacha of b'diyevit, of a motzal lamisne, you could have just said, hakoma mir, never does tamura, which you're saying means b'diyevit, v'hamemir, Sepik is a baron, you could have just said, the one who does tamura gets 40 lashes. Volume more of the Bereish tamura, actually, the Gemara beginning tamura, the Bezim and Al-Parch, the Gemara asks the question, it says, hakoma mirim, that sounds like the getchila. That you're allowed to. But then when it says not that you're allowed to do Tamur, that's the evidence, it sounds like only after the fact, because you're not supposed to. So which one is it? Like it's Chilu B'Diyevet about making Tamur. Mishani Hasim Rabbi Yehuda answers over there. Ah, Hachikton, this is what it's saying. Hakol Matfisim Tamur, it doesn't mean that you're allowed to. I mean, evidence Tamur takes effect. Echad Shagiv Echad Meizu, whether you did it by mistake or whether you went ahead and you did it deliberately. Either way, that the Tamur is going to go ahead and take effect. So, if the question on Rashi is, what do you mean? Pavel Lishnui, the Gemara should answer what Rashi says over here. The Tanilei, oh, I'll tell you why it says the second half of the terminology. Only because of Mesebek is Abom. Only because of, it's not repetitive. It's to teach you that you get lashes, like Rashi explains over here. But since Rebuta doesn't say that, obviously Rashi's answer is not correct.
So Benelo Ben Tam, rather similar to Ben Tam, the Shnu the Hacha. The answer over here actually Kahavika Hid the Timur is actually just like the Gemara says there in Timur. Vachakam, and this is what the Gemara is saying. And like our different Maskal Tosis Hasim, there by Timura, that's where they give the reason that, and this was answering the first question according to Rashi, it's being Oiker. No, that there it actually gives the reason. And the Lahachitana Hakol Mamirim, the reason why it says Hakol Mamirim is, you're right, the Mashma Laketchila, that sounds like even Laketchila. Lashma means it's letting you know Shafalahim Bemazid, that even if you do the Timur Bemazid, Haim Laketchila, that's initially because you're doing it intentionally, that Mumra is going to be Timur. What's the Chedesh in that? Oh, the Leitim, that you shouldn't say Abom Bekasve, what do you mean, you're getting 40 lashes on your shoulder, because it's going to be valid, it'll take effect? Kedamin Batut, like the Gemara says, Abnachas the Pe Alef, Amanaf, the same idea, like you would think actually Bemazid would not work, that's what's saying, that no, Hakom Amir, that it will work, but not like that you're allowed, that you're supposed to. And that's actually what we're saying, that's Ketiketani Ham, it's explaining why it's going to take effect. Now, Bekosh Le Perushe, what's difficult, according to this interpretation of Rabbeinu Tam, is the B'sayi Perek Kamad HaTemur, at the end of the first Perek HaTemur, after you give them out, Mashmah, it sounds like the Min HaDin, that the logic would be that Roli is Temur B'mezid Yisim B'shayi, that's actually more appropriate that Mezid should be the case when Temur takes effect, more than when you did it by mistake. Because the Kamad, the Gemara, specifically it says the word Yeh should be extra word, L'Rab B'shayi K'mezid, to include that, oh, even if you did Temur by mistake, it'll take effect when you do it deliberately. Sounds like the Mezid is the more obvious one. But the way we're saying now the Mezid is a Chiddush, because you would have thought that since they're deliberately and getting lashes, that it should not take effect. The truth, it depends for what. Regarding the animal, should be kosher for the Mezbeach, to be brought as a carbon, pashalon, shaykigism, amazing. So that actually would be more obvious to us when you did it by mistake, when you did it by Mezid. Because the Mezid, you're doing something wrong, you're doing it deliberately, you're getting lashes, you would think it would not take effect. But in contrast, regarding the Timur taking effect, that's actually more logical that when you do it deliberately, like b'mezid, that it should take effect. Or in another part, you could say it's hasam ayir b'mezid. Yeah, there's Toma when you did it deliberately, but v'lo asher but he wasn't warned. Ah, to lehaba arbon b'kasve with the warrant, you don't get 40 lashes. Oh, who mezid pashal nirs b'mishaki? That type of mezid is more obvious than shaki, because you're doing it intentionally and you're not getting lashes. So therefore, and that's what you need to have a rebuy from year to include shaki. But if you're getting lashes, then that's you have to say the chiddush hakol sheikh then hakol mamir, even if you did the timur b'mezid. Next test, not to begin the words of the Gemara, but subject is abam, that if someone does timur, he gets 40 lashes. So it says typically say it has to say a look. It says have a little mamim b'sevik shmeinim. Should have said you get 80 lashes, two sets. The treilav exhibit is two negative prohibitions written. Lo yichlefen v'lo yomer. Two different terminologies of violation of timura, not to exchange and not to change. If you should have said no, it's actually one. The chad b'shaloi. One is when it's his own. B'chad b'shal chaver. One is when it's his friend's carbon. You could amim b'timur. Like the Gemara says, timur daf tesam alav. That once for the other one. Now, what does that mean? Could go into Amachadeira, like when his friend says, that whoever wants to do Tumor on the Zemel is allowed to. Because the truth is, Debin Acher, any other way, you can't do Tumor on someone else's carbon. And that's how it's brought explicitly, but Tumor in the Parak Amma, in the first Parak, and that's the case that is the second terminology in the pasuk, but therefore there's only one set of lashes, one for his, or if it's one for the other person's. Now he says, Mat begins Gemara, that we're bringing a pasuk of a chisachto, that one is not supposed to take a vow, and then it brings another pasuk, we accept Teva Shalai Tida, which is a pasuk in Kalis. It says the obvious meikar ma'isim medivrei Torah. First, it brings the pasuk from the Chumash, v'hadam ma'isim medivrei Kabbalah, then it brings from the ksuvim from Kehelis. Now it says at the beginning of the Gemara, Teiv Mizeh Mizeh, and better than anyone of them, Mishah in another kalikar. That Ashitz Remeir is that you don't take a neder at all. Now, Pesach Kondrashi explains, where do you see that here? You don't really see that. You see that, that if you don't fulfill it, but where do you see that you shouldn't take it at all? Because El El makes it, because previously it said, Isha Tidur Shilim, that which you took a vow you should complete. And Vafalachi, that's what we're saying. And even so, Toiv Ashaloi Tidur. Better don't take an edu at all. Because you might take an edu and not fulfill it. So different, better than everything is not to do it at all. Says Tais B'Kosh Rabbein Tam, that's difficult in Rabbein Tam. For Rabbein Tam, because Lemais B'Gemar Hu Krok Lal. The Gemara doesn't bring that part of the Pasuk prior. That's the main thing according to what Rashi is saying. So B'Nir Rabbein Tam, rather seems to Rabbein Tam, the Kula Mil Sadar Shema Hai Krok. No, the truth is, it's all from the Pasuk that the Gemara brings. Toivash leitida mishatida leitashal. Where do you see it? Because the Havdil Mishnah should have really written Toivash leitida mishatida. Better that you don't take the vow than taking the vow. Then I would know the mishatida leitashal kamer. That what type of nether we talk about that it's better than that when you take the nether then you don't fulfill it. So elahachik kamer leitashalim. Why does it say the words that you will not complete? I would know that that's what it's talking about. Luye to reveal al mishatidur. On this that it says, from that which you take a vow, to teach you the mishatidur kederech hanoidrin kamar. We're talking about when you take a vow, the way people take vows, that it's hanoidrin mishalman, that generally they take a vow and they complete it. That even that is what we're including. Kedamah gabasach ha-betoyishim. Like we say, like, why do you have to say that regarding who could go ahead and get from when the kohen has an eved that's working for him a certain amount of time, there's someone that's a taishev and there's a sacher, depending on how much he's working for him. But the point is, the Gemara says kedushat abdal menav boz zevelim al zeh, that we're saying, well, if you know the one that's there for a short amount of time, then for sure you know the one that's meaning that the one that's there longer. That since his body's not acquired to the Kohen, he cannot eat Truma like every Kanani, for sure the one that's there shorter. So the Gemara says, yeah, meaning to say, because when it says one, now it says an extra one, that's how I know the bigger Chiddush one. And that's the same thing that we're saying over here, is the same idea, that from the extra terminology, we're learning on not just that when you don't fulfill it, but even when if you were to fulfill it, it's still better not to take the vow at all.